Steve, that was, wow, I thought you were just going to say, here's bread. And here I am. And Guy, you know, talk about it. Where'd you go?
She's right here.
Oh. You talked about divine timing. You walked in at the right time. Thank you. Thank you, Steve. Good afternoon, Unity family. Look at us. Check us out. I want to start with a poem by Joanna Fuchs. Hold on, I'll get things all organized in line up here. It would be fun if all these papers fell into a scramble, because it's happened before. But the poem by Joanna Fuchs is called, I'm Thankful for You. Thanksgiving is the appointed time for focusing on the good in our lives. In each of our days, we can find small blessings, but too often we can overlook them, choosing instead to spend our time paying attention to problems. We give our energy to those who cause us trouble instead of those who bring us peace. Starting now, be on the lookout for the bits of pleasure in each hour, in this hour, and appreciate the people who bring love and light to everyone who is blessed to know them. You are one of those people.
That's a perfect reminder for everyone to turn off their phones.
You will be contacted on another plane. On Thanksgiving, I'm grateful for you and thankful for you. So happy Thanksgiving, no matter your ringtone. So Steve, you already pointed out, you're having church. Church! When we came in here earlier in the week, Leo and I, we scope out the sanctuary situation. We saw this and John Cantrell, music minister of St. Michael's, thank you for helping us out with this. He knows his way around this joint. But Leo walked in here and said, oh, this is darling. I'm like, what? Are you in a 1950s movie? This is darling. And it is. This is great. So, as I mentioned in Friday's newsletter, today kicks off the holiday season for us here at Unity of New York. And as we gather here today, I want us to take the time to reflect on not just Thanksgiving, but the spirit of Thanksgiving, a time when we come together to express our gratitude for the blessings in our lives. After all, unity, often we talk about and emphasize the power of gratitude in unity, yes? And how it aligns with our core principles, right?
Yes.
Gratitude.
Yes.
The title that came to me for today is Over the River and Through the Woods, an intimate Thanksgiving. And in this, our little corner of the world today. So my friend Elizabeth Longo, many of you know Elizabeth, she called and asked what I was speaking on today. She said, oh, I know it's Thanksgiving, but what are you talking about? And I told her my title, and she didn't get it. She had never heard of the song. Apparently they don't sing it in Cuba, which is where she's from, which makes perfect sense because it doesn't really snow there, I guess. But she grew up in Miami, so I don't know again, whatever. Anyway, but you know, how many know the song, Over the River and Through the Woods? Over the river and through the woods, that's not really a song you, I don't try that. Sing it, let's sing it. Over the river and through the woods, to brother's house we go. The horse goes away to carry the sail, the white and drifted sail. Over the river and through the woods. Okay, wait a minute. The New England's Boy song about Thanksgiving Day.
Wow.
I guess it didn't fit into the syllable. I don't know. And it was originally about going to grandfather's house. Oh, it messes the whole thing up. So while this is obviously an upbeat and a joyful song that many of us learned as children, the thing I hear differently now about the song, because I tend with the work that I do to look metaphysically at a lot of things, at most things. So after having been on the planet for well over half a century now, I think it's about the journey. I think the song is about the journey of going over the river and through the woods. Because we could easily turn it into a ballad in a minor key. That's not just looking, that's not a key. Because in the cold months of winter, when there's ice in the river, the water struggles, right? The water pushes on doing what water does. Determined, it's going to keep flowing because that's what water does. And then there's the dark of the unknown in the woods. How many of you were on the winter retreat we did a few years back called Into the Woods Within? How many of you were there? Wow, okay. I didn't know how many people would be here, but on that retreat we opened up to the dark places within us, the dark places that we navigate. And we went through together in sacred community where we gather and know that all good comes from God within. And it seems that there are many, many things many of us are navigating at the moment. Yeah. I don't know if that applies to you. Life struggles and challenges, opportunities. Now I want to be really clear about something, because there are a lot of people that have a misperception about unity. Unity is not about spiritually bypassing things going on in life. Whatever we might be experiencing, unity is about acknowledging and practicing and having the tools to navigate the journey. Right?
Yeah. Right.
In the film Frozen 2, did any of you see Frozen 2,
yes.
The sequel?
It's a great film.
It is. It really is. It's a great film. At the darkest moment of the film, Anna is fierce. She's fierce and faced with the uncertainty about what to do next after apparently losing both her beloved sister Elsa, as well as Olaf, the snowman created by Elsa's magic. So, we'll see if you can relate. I'm so glad that Adrian Buckley is with us today.
I've seen dark before, but not like this. This is cold. This is empty. This is numb. The life I knew is over. The lights are out. Hello, darkness. I'm ready to succumb. I follow you around. I always have. But you've gone to a place I cannot find. This grief has a gravity. It pulls me down. But a tiny voice whispers in my mind. You are lost. Hope is gone. But you must go on and do the next right thing.
Thing is, and the guru's reply, he said very dispassionately, just do the next thing. And all these spiritual seekers in the ashram went, why? And Linda writes in this article that of the journals and journals and journals that she wrote, that this is the one that stuck with her. Just do the next thing. And what did he mean? He was, what do you mean? What do you mean, Guru? And he explained, he said, when paralyzed by fear, the brain shuts down and has nowhere to go. And at such a time, there's only one thing to do. The next thing. Take a breath. We take that for granted, don't we? Conscious breath holds power. Sit up in bed. Have you had those times where even that is difficult to do? Sit up in bed. Take out the trash. Drink a glass of water. Do the next thing. Just do the next thing. And I associate it with doing the next right thing, because if the next thing is a thing, then it's right. It's the right thing. That's what you were singing about. It means I focus my attention, embodying my spiritual power, the power identified by Unity co-founder Charles Fillmore as the ability to concentrate, to be masterful, to stand in spiritual authority, to intentionally do the next thing. Concentrate on that one thing. That one thing is simple, just simple and practical. Interrupt the confusion and the questioning and center your mind and action on the present. That's what it's about, getting you back into the present moment, which is the only thing that there is, and getting unstuck. Just do the right thing means I take the easy way, the path of least resistance. I walk through the open door. Do we ever make things more difficult than they have to be? I've done things the hard way. So taking the easy way, I gently proceed. I don't worry about whether I have everything I need to go forward. I just do the next right thing. The journey begins with one step. What is one of the wonderful quotes by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.? You can't see the whole staircase. How does that go?
Just take the first step.
Take the first step. And then something about a staircase. It's profound. But when gripped by fear, here's the point. When gripped by fear, I'm thinking that I have no way forward. Just doing the next right thing reminds me that I'm never stuck, I'm never helpless, I'm never unable, ever. We forget that when the stuff comes up, doing the next right thing gives me breathing room. When I take that first step, it may have nothing to do with the cause of my fear, but it has everything to do with remembering that I'm capable, because I am powerful. Now, at the heart of unity is the understanding that we're all interconnected. Yes, we're all interconnected. We're part of the same divine tapestry. We are one. We hear it all the time. So this Thanksgiving, as we sit around the tables, let's take a moment to appreciate that we're not just sharing a meal, but we're sharing our lives. That's what we're doing. And if that is with family, well, sometimes there are those moments of going over the river and through the woods. Leo, do you have an example of what that may look like? Well, do show. For what it's worth, honey, your turkey isn't nearly as disappointing as last time. Thanksgiving. Keeping therapists busy since 1621. Ah, memories. Whether it's Aunt Melba's infamous lime green jello mold with carrot shavings on top. I think there were raisins in it too.
Fruit cocktail.
What is it?
Fruit cocktail.
Fruit cocktail. Hey, but it must be out of a can.
Yes.
Yes. Or how all seven siblings on my dad's side of the family gathered in the kitchen after fully and sufficiently being stuffed to the max to play poker. Serious, hardcore poker, where everybody smoked a lot. In the kitchen, it was like a bar. I can almost smell it. My eyes are almost watering thinking of it. It's like a scene from a movie. You know, we each contribute to the flavor of our Thanksgiving gatherings. All of us do. So this year, when passing the turkey, if you are partaking in turkey, or tofurkey, or whatever you may be, whatever might be your ritual, remember that it's not just turkey that we are passing. We're passing love and unity. After all, if we can sit through whatever conversation might arise, we have an opportunity to practice gratitude for the family ties that bind us. Bless you. We know the power of our thoughts and words. Unity teaches us that our thoughts and words have creative power. It's one of our founding principles, and they do. And there is that which we speak of today and focus on today, the power of gratitude. What we focus on expands. So instead of bemoaning the fact that your Aunt Jennifer, think Jennifer Coolidge, still thinks it's 1985 and keeps hitting on your friend that you brought with you. So instead of focusing on that, let's choose to find humor in the insanity and express gratitude for all the memories. All the memories that are always being made, even those, and especially those that are the most cringeworthy. Recently, a friend, someone I care about very much, asked in recent weeks, during a very distressing situation for her, what am I supposed to tell my kids? And as compassionately as I could, I said, it's what you show them, even with the power of words, not so much what you tell them. And we are all children. We are all children of God. I remember the first time I heard Edwin Gaines say, God don't have any grandchildren. We're all children of God. So remember that our words have creative power. And the world needs your, my, our mindfulness.
Careful the things you say. Children will see and
So when it's your turn to show, maybe perhaps consider the complaint that the dry turkey and the tasteless pumpkin pie are in front of you, and focus on the joyful chaos of family life. Leave out this year's political situation and state of the world, because it might and probably is the laughter that we need to brighten the holiday. It's that being in the moment. You know, the law of attraction, or in unity, the law of mind action, reminds us that what we put into the universe comes back to us, like a boomerang. So think of Thanksgiving as a cosmic buffet. The more gratitude we serve, the more abundance we will attract. Instead of fixating on all the things that we feel like we're lacking, let's fill our plates with appreciation for what we already have. How about that? Mm-hmm. Do you have a roof over your head? Do you have enough to eat? And speaking of, don't count on Thanksgiving Day. Okay? Your happiness priority is 100% calorie free. You can tell I said so. So today we may be encouraged to live from a place of daily gratitude, but not just on Thanksgiving, making it daily. And like I said, this is not about spiritual bypass. Looking at the good, looking at the positive. Kindness are alive and well, even in our beautiful concrete jungle of New York City. We can always find a glimmer of light in the dark. We can always find a glimmer of light in the dark because we have that power. It's not truly a family dinner until someone announces that they're on a diet and the rest of us defensively feel the need to justify our dessert choices. So this Thanksgiving, let's embrace the unity principles of gratitude, love, and compassion, and connection. Practice them. Practice them. These things are, that's the difference about you. Muck and practicing these things, because we're likely to have the opportunities. So rather than stressful holiday gatherings, let's turn them into celebrations of our shared humanity. Would that work for you?
Yes.
Celebrations of our humanity that are complete with love and laughter and plenty of cookies and desserts. And maybe a dash of silliness, because I know that that is one of my divine powers that has gotten me through many a situation.
Oh, yeah.
It's not happy people who are grateful. It's grateful people who are happy. What's your superpower? Hint, gratitude is one of them. Remember, my beloveds, gratitude is a magnet for miracles. Gratitude is a magnet for miracles. So let's magnetize abundance and joy together this Thanksgiving. Okay?
Okay.
Yes.
Let's meditate. Let's meditate. Let's meditate and focus on many, many infinite blessings. And we start by the blessing of breath. Simply take a breath. Deeply in, and then slowly release it. Focus on this breath. Make this breath the next right thing. I count my blessings every day, from the smallest gifts to the ones that make my heart sing. I value them all and appreciate the uniqueness of each and every one. I'm grateful for my family, my friends, for people who support me no matter what. I appreciate my environment. Envision the beauty of the dawning sun. Feel the breeze on your face. The birds that sing outside your window. As I add to my gratitude list, my awareness expands, my heart expands. Giving thanks opens the way to abundant blessings of healing, prosperity, harmony. As I think of my blessings and give thanks for them, I deepen in joy. I deepen in appreciation for my very life, the bounty and the beauty of the world around me. Magnify and multiply, blessing by blessing. Bless the Lord, all my soul. And do not forget all benefits. As I go into a moment of silence and thankfulness and gratitude, I allow the revelation to come up from within me. What I am most grateful for about me. Dear me, I am so grateful for this. And you, a letter to yourself, to the divine within you. Thankful. 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 May the next right step be the silence.
There's so much to be said.